We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's bonus Bill. It's bonus Morgan. It's bonus Q Morning Show. This is our podcast after the show today. It's an extra.
It's a little bonus for your weekend.
And the reason we want to get into this right now and we wanted to do this off the radio show is because it could get long and confusing. And what better place to do that than on a podcast?
Right.
Because a lot of what we want to get into is, it's a little inside, it's behind the scenes stuff that's happening at the radio station at Q104 at Audacy. So let's get into this right now because I think the basis behind this is Morgan and I are wondering, are we bleep holes?
Yeah.
Are we the bleep hole for what has transpired? And this has been going on for over a month now.
Yeah.
So we're going to start from the very beginning. Back in February, the middle of February, Morgan and I both get an email from a salesperson who works here at Audacy. And the question was, would either of you like to get crafty and help me with something that I've got going on at the Great Big Home and... Is it the Great Big Home and Garden Show? No, it's the... It's the Home and Remodel Show.
Yeah, the Home and Remodeling Expo at the IX Center this weekend.
Which, yeah, at the time of us recording this podcast, it's going on this weekend, March 24th, 25th, and 26th. So what this salesperson is asking us is they normally create crafts to sell for charity. And the request is they have this pot that they're asking celebrities to decorate.
No. What was it called?
Well, it says here in my email, it says this year they have a pot.
Okay.
That they are asking celebrities to decorate to be auctioned off for charity.
Okay. I got an email that called it a vase. And I just want to put it out there because we'll get to this part later. In my mind, a vase and a garden pot are two different things. Yes?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
But even with what you're saying right now, when I read this... Well, okay. Well, yeah, we're going to get to this later. But it in the original email, at least the one that I have, it says it's a pot that they want celebrities to decorate to be auctioned off for charity. I can get two. You can have your own. The show's not till the end of March. Will you do it? And I think that you volunteered to do it. Correct,
I did, right,
Morgan?
Away.
And that's probably where the emails continued with you. And maybe that's where the whole vase thing came about, because after that you basically took one for the team here. And
I honestly didn't think twice about it. I was like, yeah, of course, it'll be easy, it'll be cute.
Oh, good, because I looked at it, I was like, oh my god, I don't want to do this.
No, I had no qualms about it whatsoever.
I am not crafty, I don't want to get crafty, and I had no desire to do this pot, so I was happy that you volunteered to do it.
Well, when I heard, because my email said a vase, I was like, oh yeah, I could just like draw on it with the Sharpie marker or like the paint type markers. You know, I wasn't expecting like an outdoor garden pot that was much larger than a vase, what I was expecting.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, I can see your response back in February. It says, sounds like something I could do. Just decorate something and give back. The salesperson says yes. All right, so I think everything is all well and good. And then a few weeks ago, this email came in on March 7th from the same salesperson. And this only came to me, Morgan. So I think I'm telling you about this for the first time.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
So this person emails me and says, so, I already have Morgan decorating one of these pots. I need one more person to do one that represents Q104. And she asked me again, would you be up for decorating a pot? Here it is. Pottery vase.
Yeah.
Would you be up for decorating a pottery vase?
Yeah.
That'll be on display at the Cleveland Remodeling Expo. Your picture would be the only thing around the vase. People would bid money on this for charity. I don't care if you do it or if your kids do it or your wife does it. Can you please do it? So she sent me this email on Tuesday night, March 7th at 8:30 at night. Okay?
Okay, yes.
Now, I'm not in bed by then, but I'm certainly
not... You're not checking your email.
I'm not checking my work email.
Right.
So the next morning, this would be Wednesday, March 8th, the same salesperson replies, because I did see the email early that morning before the show, but before the show is not usually my time to return emails.
Correct.
Before the show is me prepping for the show. I'm not concerned about the email. So I did read it, but I did not respond to it. This salesperson emails me at 8:30 in the morning on March 8th saying, hi, just checking in. So it's basically forwards the email that she sent to me at 8:30 the night before.
Okay.
Hi, just checking in. So I responded to her because we are still in the middle of the live show at 8:30 in the morning, but maybe we were in the middle of a song because I did respond to her then because she sent me a second email and I said, I suggested somebody else.
Okay.
I said, did you ask Jenny Light to do this? Because it seems like it's right up her alley.
Yeah.
I think Jenny Light would love to decorate pots and she would do that all day long.
Yeah.
You know Jenny.
Yeah.
The salesperson responded to that like a few minutes later and said, no, it can't be Jenny. It's got to be you. You will be among other personalities around the city doing this for charity. Step outside your comfort zone. You will do amazing. It's for a good cause. Let me know if you can do it. So this is like at 8:45 in the morning. And I don't know at what point in that morning that I read her email. And, you know, usually I will finish up the show. I will do all the pre-show stuff that we have to do for the next day. And then I'll check some emails and then I'll finish up my day.
Yeah.
So at 11:30 that same morning, this salesperson emails me again says, never mind. Thank you for nothing.
Oh my gosh.
And so as I'm responding to my emails, I respond to her back and I just respond with a question mark. And she responds to me. She's like, I assumed you were not interested.
Like, give me a second, man.
Exactly.
We're working.
Exactly. So I responded to her. Again, this is still before noon and still less than 24 hours when she asked me to decorate this pot. I responded back, I've been busy. I haven't caught up to all my emails. And then I typed, I can do this if you need.
Oh, so you did say you could do it.
Yes. And I have not heard back from her. She has never responded to that email.
Okay. You didn't send her up a follow-up question mark?
No, because I don't really want to do it.
I get it.
I'm only going to do it if she really, really needs me to do it.
Yeah.
And so I said in my last email to this person, I can do it.
See, you're a better person than I because I would have bowed out at, no, Jenny can't do it. It has to be you. In that moment, I would take a stance of defiance and I'd be like, no, I already said no. Why does it have to be me? Like, no offense. You're not paying me to do this. So I don't have to do it. It's not something in my wheelhouse. Like, who are you to tell me that I have to do something?
I think it would be different for me. I mean, it's all context. It's all circumstances here. If the Cleveland Home and Remodel Show like really wanted me to do it,
yeah,
then I might do it. But nobody at the Cleveland Home and Remodel Show knows who I am or cares.
Well, you don't know that. But
I know for a fact that they don't know who I am. So I had these emails and I was going to Morgan. I was like, you know, I kind of want to talk about this on the show, but I don't really want to know. I don't really know how to get into this. And I said, but I think I might be the bleephole. And then a couple days later, Morgan said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Because I see you being a bleephole, and I'm going to take it one step further.
Yeah, but you agree with me.
I do agree with you, but this is crazy.
Yeah, like, it is crazy.
How this escalated.
It escalated.
So I never heard anything about the pots. And then on the day that Morgan received her pottery vase.
It's not a vase. It is not a vase.
It was not a vase.
It is one of those large outdoor pots that you plant like a tree in. And
it's humongous.
I'm not being dramatic in saying that it was huge, right?
They brought it into the radio station. It's bigger than your torso.
Yeah. And it was heavy. Like, I could not open the door and carry the box at the same time. I had to have people help me take it to the car.
I don't know how they expected you to get that out of the building and into your car.
Okay, so that was the first red flag to me, is that my expectation was not met, right? I'm like, when I first said yes, I'm like, oh yeah, a cute little vase for flowers, perfect, fine. I could draw on it. This thing requires a whole paint job.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, but I'm like, it's fine, it's next week, it's whatever. So I got the pot on Wednesday, okay? Thursday morning at like 9:45. Do you remember what was happening to me on Thursday morning?
Yeah. So this is the Thursday before you were leaving to fly to Florida.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was 9:45. I'm leaving to go to Florida at 2:00. Okay. And I get an email from said salesperson. We need this vase, continuing to call it a vase. It's not a vase.
Right.
Monday. And I was like, completed? And they were like, yeah, I was always under the impression that we just needed it before the show, which started on the 24th. The 20th and the 24th, to me, is a big difference, right?
Huge difference. Yes.
So I respond back and I just say, that is impossible. I'm leaving to go to Florida in 3 hours. I won't even be back until Monday, late afternoon. I can't have it to you on Monday. And so I left. I didn't check my work email while I was in Florida. Maybe I should have. But this person responds and says, okay, what about Tuesday morning? And I only read it on Tuesday morning when I got back. And I was just like, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to get home from Florida at 5:00, run to Target, get art supplies, spend all night painting it, hoping that it will dry Tuesday morning to be back in. Right. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. There's a couple things here that don't make any sense to me. It seems like the salesperson is just making up deadlines. Okay, so how about Tuesday? It's like, well, wait a minute.
Right.
What happened to Thursday?
Yeah.
Like, how is there a drop-dead deadline on Thursday, and now it's Tuesday? And by the way, when did you expect Morgan to do this pottery? We keep calling it a vase. It's more like a tank. It's a pottery tank.
Yeah.
When is she supposed to do it? When she's going to be in Florida for
right.
between that time?
I'm not taking it. Like,
right.
I'd have to check it at
right.
this point because it weighs 40 pounds. So it's a whole thing. And then I'm like, they're like, no, it has to be done. I'm like, I'm sorry. If it has to be done by Tuesday morning, I can't do it. Like, there's just no way. Like, I'm sorry. Is there somebody that I can contact? They're like, no, you can't. So then Tuesday, the boss calls me into his office and I'm like, are you serious? And this all happened within like a 30-minute time span. So while I tell this person I can't have it done by then, this person contacts our boss and then he comes in and talks to me and is like, why did you sign up for something that you can't commit to? And I'm like, no, this is not going to happen. I said, the deadline was supposed to be the 23rd. Actually, it said the 24th, which is Friday. I understand that's when the show starts, so I was assuming the 23rd. I just got back from my vacation. I can't paint this entire outdoor pot and expect it to dry in 8 hours. Like, I just can't do it, especially when you consider I'm supposed to be sleeping for 7 out of those 8 hours.
Right.
I said, I'm more than willing to do it. I just have to have until at least Thursday. It's not my fault that I went on this vacation and that this news came down 2 hours before I was leaving. And he was like, oh, I didn't get that context to the story. And, you know,
well,
so it's like,
of course he didn't.
Right, right. It's like one of those things. And so he's like, send us an email. So I sent them an email. I'm like, listen, I was under the impression, first of all, that the project was going to be a lot smaller than it actually is. This vacation caused a little bit of a timing discrepancy. You know, I was only made aware 2 hours before I was getting on a flight. And I wasn't even back in Ohio when it was due. So if you give me until Thursday, I can have it done for you. But I cannot do this in 12 hours. And as soon as I sent the email and it wasn't a text exchange, the entire conversation was different. Great.
So Thursday was fine.
Yes.
Again, like what are these deadlines then for?
I know.
It seems arbitrary at this point if we're not going to adhere to the deadlines. I also think it's ridiculous, outside of the fact that you get this giant pot that you have to decorate, but you're expected to get all the art supplies yourself and pay for them out of your own money. And this vase, this pot is so giant.
It's giant.
It's not like you can just get some watercolors
it's giant.
And have it work. I mean, what did you actually buy to decorate this
thing? And I just got to thank my lucky stars for my fiance, David, because he truly is the best. Because I also was sick, you know, when I got home from Florida. So the last thing I wanted to do was go wherever to find paint supplies. So he's like, I'll take care of it. So he came back with just a little tube of paint and like a sponge. And he's like, you can just sponge a little print on the pot. That way you don't have to cover the whole thing. It could be like a little textured look. And he didn't paint it for me. I did, but it took significantly less time than having to paint the entire pot.
That day that David went out to get the art supplies, Morgan sent me a text exchange between him and Morgan, and she screenshot it and sent it to me, and I was laughing hysterically.
Yeah, because I explained the whole thing to David, too, and I'm sure he thought I was being dramatic about the difference between a vase and a pot, but when he saw it, he was like, what?
Yeah, I have it in front of me. So David texts, is this chick having a laugh?
No, it's more like, is this chick having a laugh?
Yeah, because when I read it, I do have the accent in my head. It's a full-on fucking garden pot.
Literally.
Vase my ass.
Literally. It's not a vase. It's a garden pot.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Which I want to be abundantly clear. I have no problem doing this for charity. Like, I wanted to do it. It's just the logistics of getting it done were wild. I don't know who's to blame, but my gosh, it was a mission.
We work in the broadcasting industry, which is a communications industry, and we are horrible
at communicating
with each other. It's just terrible.
I got the pot done, and I want to say it doesn't look terrible. So
the pot is done, and if you're listening to this podcast before March 26th, Sunday, March 26th, you can actually go to the Cleveland Home and Remodel Show, and you can buy this pot of Morgan.
Yes.
And you can say that you're the one that owns it. You're the proud owner of this pot.
You know the backstory behind it. The hell we had to go through to get it done.
You know the history behind it. Well, I can say that, I felt like the bleep hole for not participating, and then I felt bad that I responded to the email saying I would do it and then being completely ignored. But I have to say I was delighted. I felt bad for you, but I was also delighted at the same time that it wasn't happening to me.
Yeah, not just you.
I could not have been more grateful that she did not respond to my email and include me in this, because I can't tell you the levels of anxiety and stress that I would have been going through if I had to decorate that giant garden tank pot. My goodness. So there you go. That is the story of Morgan and I, are we bleep holes? We might be bleep holes. I don't know. Do we sound like bleep holes? We might. But that's our side of the story, and we're sticking with it. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the Q Morning Show on demand. We appreciate you listening to this show, no matter how you listen to it, if it's on the radio, if it's live on the Odyssey app, or if you listen to these podcasts. Thank you very much. We will talk to you soon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.